Welcome once again. Welcome, welcome, welcome once again to each and every one. As you know, the first Tuesday of every month, Shelley and myself, Lord Ayel, we are here with you for astrology and energy readings. Now, I'm sure most of you are either complaining, if not about the weather, complaining about life in general. And I will tell you that I'm right there with you. Life is not going exactly the way it should. And you're asking why. What is wrong? Well, trust me, it's not you. Shelley's going to explain to you what's going on with the moon and the stars and everything in between. And the good news is that mid-month, we're going to get a break. Just like when it rains and we get a break and it cools down and you breathe and you go, oh, yes, okay. That is happening. So just hold on to your hats and whatever else you want to hold on to, because you're going to get a break. I'm holding on, trust me. We all need a break. So with that said, Shelley, pipe on in here.
Okay. I want to welcome everyone who's listening tonight. And if you want to chat with us, give us a call at 646-378-0386. That's 646-378-0386. And push 1, then you'll go into host queue and we can talk to you.
And oh, yeah, that's true.
That is very true, yeah.
No, because there's callers lined up, they haven't raised their hands, so I'm glad you said that. Hit one.
Yeah, we really need to do that. But, yes, we're all in our, if you're going to bitch, this is the month to do it. Venus is the goddess of love, and she also handles our spending habits. Ooh, that, you know, that feeling of wanting to charge it or save everything, just stuff it under your mattress. Well, that's because Venus is retrograde, and she will be until July 25th, she goes direct. Bless her little heart. And that's going to help us all immensely. So
you mean we're going to stay in the poorhouse until July 25th?
Well, kind of, yeah.
Come on, you guys do better than that. Come on, I want a miracle, you know?
Well,
I want some magic.
I certainly would like to throw a miracle or two at you, but, you know, and then Uranus goes retrograde on the 26th, and he's the planet of sudden disruptions and everything else. So our lives, and if anything can't, he's like Murphy's Law, and if anything can go wrong, it will. Well, he's going to go retrograde on the 26th of this month, and that's going to help all of us feel much smoother. That's when we go, oh, yeah, no more, no sudden calamities, chaos, confusion, shocks, I've had it, you know, this is it. And then we can sort out relationships, and we can sort out finances, and we can clean closets without somebody saying, oh, my God, what happened? So that we can all look forward to that. I'm getting calls from people who are so mad at boyfriends, husbands, and everything else, and they're very lonely and can't figure out why. And so this is why. It's just the universe, the galaxy is just blasting us. Just we're getting it full force. Kind of like a heat
so
wave.
So for the next 2 weeks, what, we need to keep our head in the sand or what?
Well, no, just know why it's happening, accept it, and just know that this too shall pass. You know,
for how long?
Shall pass.
Yeah, but for how long are we going to get a break?
Ooh. Oh, you have to ask the tough one. All right. Let me look at my funkin' Wagnall here. I got it all put together and charted out. Okay. Well, believe it or not, it's going to continue through. And then anybody who has been, feels like they've been walking on eggshells with, in relationships and not saying the right things and misunderstandings, Saturn goes direct on August 1st. And he's the planet of restrictions, opposition, and he watches your back. And so after that, from then on for the rest of the year, we will be in pretty damn good shape. For the
yes.
We're going to have a Mercury retrograde come up, but that's down the line. We're not going to worry about it for a while.
So I'll be able to enjoy my birthday.
Well,
sounds
sure.
Good.
You can light your candles and they won't blow up. I mean, I'm all for it.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good.
Right.
No, I want to go somewhere, do something special.
Yeah.
Okay.
People have just had it. They're just tired of this. It's like, man, give it
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm. Well, things
yeah.
are getting better. You know, gas prices
yeah.
are going down. They say that unemployment is going down. That's what they say. So a lot of good things are happening. I said President Obama is going out with a bang. He's going
yeah.
out with a big bang. I said, go get him. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, this is really, it's been a long, hard pull. It's just been hard all
mm-hmm.
the way through. But when you consider that we're transitioning into the age that collective consciousness that is just overwhelming all of us, and going into truth and light, into this new age of truth and light, it's like that is we need a new wire. We again need to get an electrician in to fix that wiring. We're hardwired for the darkness and materialism, and now we have to accept a much more spiritual dimension of our lives. And boy,
mm-hmm.
that is so hard for so many, because we're all conditioned for materialism and money and everything that we can, and me, and now it's us. And
mm-hmm.
that's a tough one for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very tough.
Very. Well, you know, how about taking a caller and then we'll go back to our discussion? The caller may want to add something to our discussion.
Okay.
Great. Hi, 786, you're live.
Hi, Mariah. This is Tito. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you, stranger?
Well, you're right. And you will not have to say that anymore, stranger. Embarrass me. Kindly embarrass me. I like that. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Sherry, we have a treasure in common. We both are blessed with a mutual treasure in common.
Yes.
You like me to tell you what it is exactly?
I'm not terribly sure, but what is your birthday and your name, sir?
Oh, it's July 29th, and Tito.
Okay, well, sir.
Oh, happy birthday. He got a birthday coming.
Yes, he does.
Thank you very much.
And I'm with birthday.
Can you, yeah, let me wait to see what you, I have already prayed to hear what you're going to be telling me.
Yeah. Well, you know, with every birthday begins a whole new cycle for us.
Thank you.
And so that new cycle, right now you're ending and completing everything you started with this year
to begin the new cycle during your at your birthday. And 30 days before our birthday and 30 days after are the luckiest days of the year. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah?
Yes, they are. So get out there and buy those lotto tickets. Jump right on it, Sunshine.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, you're a Leo and you're a fire sign. So tell me what's happening in your world.
Tell you what is happening in my world?
Tell me what's happening in your world.
I didn't get it. What is happening in my world, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, not well, but I have discovered universal relativity theory of the mind, which I have been using to create educational courses and programs to stop bullying and suicide practices amongst American teenagers and teenagers from around the world. Hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
Yeah, this is what I have been doing for the past 23 years, and it is coming along pretty well right now, and that's one reason why I'm so happy that you may be having some revelations for me.
Awesome, awesome. That's probably what I picked up, because what I picked up was energy in the midway of your heart going to the back, which means something that you're passionate about, and you've been passionate about it for a while now. And it was, active. So that's really good. That was a plus.
Great.
Yeah.
And it's coming around at the right time because you're starting this new cycle.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And I don't feel any heaviness either. I don't feel any heaviness anywhere, mentally, physically, spiritually. So, right, you're doing good. You're in good shape. You're balanced.
Yep.
I'm going to give thanks more. Yes. Thank you so much, Shelly. Thank you so much. Hello?
You're very welcome.
Yeah, he was talking to you, Shelly.
Pardon me?
He was talking to you. He said, thank you, Shelly.
Well, thank you so much. That's what I'm here for.
That was good. I love to give readings and hear readings like this that are really, really positive and uplifting. And tonight he is very positive and uplifting to not only to himself but to everybody.
That's right.
So, Tito, you rocking it. You rocking it.
That's right.
Thank you. Well, it you have a lot to in it for you, because without your encouragement, I don't think this would have been possible.
Oh, I'm sure it would. I'm sure it would have. So, tell me, how are you going to celebrate your birthday?
Pardon?
How are you going to celebrate your birthday?
Most likely in the spirit. Just hang, that's the best place to be. I'm going to hang out in the spirit and write to you as things are getting hot, because it is not an effort. It never been an effort for me to communicate with you because of your the spiritual level you have reached in your life. I can talk with you and go and still be in the spirit. But
awesome.
which is different than for many people that I don't even want to even hear their names, so that would not disturb me. So it's not that they are bad, it's just that at the level, the spiritual level that thing that I have reached, I would go so far in it that lack of people's energies cannot reach there because they are not they have not perfected this kind of journey before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when I'm there, I just stay there because that's it's beautiful and serious.
Oh, what was that?
I have no idea.
No, me. No, I said it was. It is beautiful when aligned spiritual with the spiritual world. And I said more than beautiful because it is sweet.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. That's practically what I'm planning on doing.
Okay, well.
Then you have to at least give me a call so I can sing happy birthday.
And you bet I will. You bet I will. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
I will need angels to celebrate, and you'll be happy too because again, I'm always in the spirit, and that's uh-huh. where I want to stay. That's where I want to stay. I am free. I am fine. I have no need when I'm there, and you know. Oh yes, my goodness. Man, for what you've done for me spiritually, oh my goodness.
Well,
you
Tito,
are,
tell me about, yeah. I know you work on a project with bullying, children bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, would you like
yeah.
to talk more about that? Because this would be a good platform to really talk about it because people can hear more about it.
Sure. Well, for the past 23 years, right after Character Count was the ideas of Character Count educational programs for elementary school children in the early 90s, 92, something like that, which I play a small part of it. I knew then that we're gonna have to have an educational program for teenagers, because you know, they need different type of enlightenment and wisdom. So I move on and started thinking about it and rehearsing it, and I discovered.
Tito, one second. Are you on speakerphone?
Yes. You want me to turn it off?
Yes, it's causing some echo.
Okay. Yes, and
I really want to hear everything that you're saying.
Yes, and I discovered universal relativity theory of the mind, which I use to create and to work in to create wisdom education for teenagers, which are designed to stop bullying and suicide practices. As you know, 2.5 million teenagers committing suicide annually average is not beautiful. So it is simple. I brought it down. I work it down to an easy arithmetic. Easy to remember arithmetic. Protégé, it's W plus D equal B. Wisdom plus decision equal behavior. Bullying and suicide practices amongst all people in our nation is a behavior. So if we want that behavior to change, then because behaviors are being are caused by decision which the mind makes, then we need to address the decision-making process of the mind. And because decisions are affected, are fully influenced by wisdom to which the mind had been exposed to. So therefore, I create wise mind wisdom education. which is, by the way, my website is wisemindevelopment.com. The mind that is not, that has not been exposed to respect will not be guided by any principles, understandings, discipline, etc., of respect when making decisions. Because this is what happened. Yes, those individuals that they are good people, good children, something caused them to bully another child. And whatever that it is, should that child's mind have been exposed to respect, humility, peace, all of those spiritual energy, wisdom, those inner, those wisdom would have guided and guided their decision-making process, because wisdom are guidelines for the mind when nurturing thoughts. So I'm close to, we are doing very well right now, because there is a book coming out that is in the process of being edited, and the title of it is Wise Mind, which is a name I have renovated my website to wisemindevelopment.com. And I'm ready. And because, by the way, I like to ask everyone in the audience to pay attention to that. This is a collective effort, because we are a community, and bullying and suicide practices is a community major issue and problem. Mm-hmm. Only one person cannot do it, and that's right. Union is power. I will need everyone to join together with me at any level, anything that needs to be done. If you take 3 seconds, say a prayer for this project, that will be plenty, whatever that can be done. But however, we all will need to be united on that. Also, one reason for that is that is those teenagers, they are around us. If we need to encourage them, not force, but encourage them to want to understand how their minds work. If they can understand that, then they can master the wisdom of their own mind, of the mind, and lead their own minds, because each person's mind is unique. So with the wisdom, they can learn and understand the uniqueness of their own mind. Just like I do, I'm speaking authentically. I know what I'm talking about. I lived it, and I spent all my life exploring it and talking with philosophers, psychologists from all around the world. And I'm certain that this is it. However, until action is taken, it is worthless. So, yes, W plus D equals B. Wisdom plus decisions equals behavior. We want the behaviors to change, then so too the decisions, as well as the knowledge, the wisdom knowledge that those minds have been exposed to. Definitely.
Now, Tito, who wrote the book?
I wrote it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I wrote it, and in fact, that will be the first of a 6-book series on wise mind development wisdom, or put it this way, self-development wisdom, because self is the majesty of our collective energies, and we are energies in
mm-hmm.
human
True.
Physical life form. So the collectivities of our energies is what we call self. And the leader of it is each person. So what have been major difficulties for lots of individuals is that they have not a clue about what energies they have within them that manifest their presence within them. They do not know how to choose and develop specific energies that they want. For example, everybody would like to be a friend. Well, friend is characteristic is energy, a characteristic of love. Now, anyone can develop that energy within them, but this person has to now understand that it is through the cultivation of friendship, spiritual energy, wisdom, that practice that a person can get to ever develop a friend within him or herself. Yes, we know certain gestures and disciplines that some are friends or friendship, but those are disciplines. Each energy has its own unique knowledge, principles, understandings, discipline, manners, and virtues. So just showing or smiling or stuff like that, we shouldn't have to teach a human being to smile.
Yeah,
if it is in their heart, it will come through. It will come out.
Yeah.
You know, so this is what I'm very, I like for each and every American child and every child around the world to be confident of who they are. And in order for them to become confident of it, they have to discover who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And also be the one who is building who they are. In
well,
the building,
you know, it all starts at home.
Pardon?
It all starts at home.
Yes, but if home didn't have it, few homes have had it because of spiritual relationship with the spirit world. But it is not, it has to be taught at human level. Because here's a fact with the mind. The mind is ready to be educated at human level and also at spiritual level. When it is only activated at human level, it is unbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
It is unbalanced because the human life is, you know, in no time somebody can explain it, what it is. You know, you live, you eat, you do everything, and then you die. But at that's it. We live to die, that's all. Anything and everything in... Pardon?
No one comes out of this life alive, believe me.
There we go. But however, the reason why I believe most minds choose to end their physical journey on Earth is because they have reached the limit, human limit, and they have nowhere to go. If those minds were to already be spiritually stimulated and activated, they could have gone in the spirit and reason, vision, and create in the spirit. So they have places to go when things are too hot here.
Yeah.
The mind that is connected with spiritual energies, for example, humility, which is the spiritual energy that is known to diffuse tension.
Mm-hmm.
By developing that human energy version of it within you, before you even become conscious of a tension around you, it would already take charge and diffuse it by any way, either cause you to be late, or you have to go to the bathroom, or you just remember you have things too important to do not to get into these discussions or arguments. However, it will diffuse it. It works. It works for me, and I know that is how it works.
Redirecting behaviors is what it's all about. And
pardon?
Redirecting behaviors.
Yeah.
What it's all about, and then we can, and also teaching about consequences. That's
naturally.
Well, that's one of the things that is really not being taught in the homes or schools is consequences.
Correct. Is that, yes, I know that too. We know that. And this is where I'm very glad, Shirley, you say so, because for the audience to also hear, not directly from me, a free and a human being to exist, free and complete person, when they reach adulthood ages, has to be raised this way.
That's right.
And any child that is not, and that was not raised as a human being or to be raised, until then, that can be done at any moment of a person's existence or journey. But that person is existing at, I would say, domesticated human life form level. You show them, you train them to dig. They will dig, 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 and nothing will ring a bell as to why am I digging? What is the purpose of it? Why is me? Why they have to have questions. Questions are there to stimulate the mind to travel, to work at its best. And the mind that is not at peace would not do a good job because it is not at peace. And peace is energy that each one of us can cultivate, and a lifestyle too, because it's not, peace is not be quiet. Peace is a way of life. You don't put your mind, you don't allow your mind to start nurturing thoughts that is going to cause disturbances in your life.
Right.
And that's where it begins. So is the truth. Lots of people think that the truth is to tell exactly what happened. Yeah, but it goes so far much further than that. You should not make the decision to place your mind in situations where it will witness anything or know about anything that it cannot freely express. I mean, of course, yes, there are certain things that now there is privacy, you know, lots of stuff like that. But my goodness, if the mind that gets into, a lying mind, a deceptive mind cannot enjoy peace or tranquility because it is disturbed. And that's how so many minds become bipolar. They are working on two different worlds. One deception and one is love. And love is light. Where there is light, there is love. And there is nothing will be hidden in the world of love. But deception is dark, is darkness. That's why dissensions flourish where it is dark. And you cannot be, our mind cannot be hiding at the same time exposing itself. That's bipolar.
Oh, that is true. Now, how can people reach you? How can people reach you? We're going to have to close tonight.
Yes, they can reach me visiting my website, which is now under construction. But anyway, they can reach it www.wisemindeducation.com. They can call me to 786-985-7229. And I guarantee anyone that I will do everything possible to return the calls or connecting with them, because this project is not a personal project. It is for me. It is one that everyone is to be connected with it.
Okay.
One person cannot do it.
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely right. And we're
would you mind spelling your website? Spell it out.
wisemindedevelopment.com.
WISEMINDED?
M-I-N-D
is in dog.
Development, D again, development.
And there's development.
WISEMINDDEVELOPMENT.COM.
There you go.
Awesome.
Contact him if you want to hear further about his project or to get on board with him. And tonight we're going to have to say goodnight, and hopefully you're all having a very safe summer. And we will, Lord IL and I will be back with you.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, that's right.
I'll be there.
Same
awesome.
Time. Same channel.
And next Tuesday is for support group. That's what next Tuesday is all about.
This is our support group.
I will see you on Tuesday, and I will bring flowers.
Oh,
awesome.
Well,
it's been a joy having you. And I really hope that this puts your word out there even more.
Yes,
we need that. This is the moment right now. As I'm getting close to that, this is a beginning process of promoting Wise Mind Education. And any opportunity to do that, to let the word out, I am doing it. At the same time, I am preparing the website, get the book going, get a bunch of things that goes along with it to go. To come together, but definitely I cannot do this alone. Why? Why does it take every one of us? Is because if everyone is speaking the same language, everyone will speak that language. And something with the mind, it heard what we say.
Right.
By hearing it all the time, it will be able to witness how things work, and it works well, then it will gonna start developing belief for it and faith, and that's how we will progressively have a renew the minds of our community, children and adults, all people.
Okay. Well, that's it for tonight, and I thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us.
Yes.
And with our audience.
Most definitely. Thank you, Tito. Thank you.
Okay.
It is my pleasure, Shelley. You are in Lord Helena's hands and hearts, too.
There you go.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So once again, next Tuesday, we are back, same time, 7 p.m., and we'll be talking about supporting each other, being there for each other, you know, sick, well. And everybody, you know, has a story. Everybody's been through something. We're here for you to share, and we're also here to support you. So call in next Tuesday, 7 p.m.
At 646-378-0386. Put that number on your refrigerator. Call in, push number one, and then you can talk to us. And until then, have a very good evening.
Yes. God bless and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.